The Rockies and Alexi Amarista trying to earn a split of their two-game set in Cleveland. Amarista got the Rocks on the board in the third, facing Trevor Bauer.
Swung on, drilled deep right center field. This ball is gone. Alexi Amarista's hit his third home run. The pitch swung on, blasted to right. There she goes. 2-1 Indians. Francisco Lindor. And the pitch swung on, drilled to right center. That's a base hit in the gap. Zimmer sliding, cuts it off, knocks it down, but he can't come up with it. Hitting third is Gonzalez. He'll try to score. Throw comes to second, and in scoring is Gonzalez, and Lucroy has a double. Well, Zimmer got to that ball in the gap in right center with a slide, but then the ball got away from him, and he couldn't locate it, and Gonzalez scores from first. A swing and a long drive way out of here to right center field, and the Rockies lead 3-2. Whoa, did Charlie Blackman put a charge into that baby. Swung on, ground ball towards short with a backhand story. Jump throw to first in the dirt. What a pick by Reynolds! And the Rockies' great defensive play continues and wins the game in the bottom of the 12th.
The Indians settle for a split of the series. They've now lost 3 out of 4, and manager Terry Francona spoke after the game.
I mean, you know, you always set out to win. It ends up being a frustrating day, but you'll always take good pitching. And I thought he competed. He did a really good job. Anytime you get that deep into a game, that's, you know, giving up one, you've done a hell of a job.
You were saying earlier in the year how there were some starts where
Well, I think what I said was he's held his stuff all year. I mean, there's been times where it was either maybe being stubborn with a pitch or something like that, that, you know, you look up at, like, hits per innings, strikeouts per innings. That's kind of what I meant. And I think the walks had something to do with that, giving up damage in situations because he runs counts deep, things like that. But he has been really good lately, for the most part. There's been a hiccup, but just about everybody but Kluber has him.
Just on the command, when you look at his line score and you see the zero for walks, is that kind of the most encouraging thing?
That's always good. But I don't even think, some days you're going to have some if you're navigating your way through a lineup. But I think with Trevor, that means he's attacking as opposed to kind of spraying balls.
What did you see with Zimmer on the ball by
Cole? You know, we're in no doubles, and he's probably trying to make sure it doesn't get by him. Now, Austin was right behind him. So it's easy when the play's over to go back and walk him through it and say, you know, don't do that. When the game's going fast, his thinking was, I'm going to keep this in front of me. Well, he ended up sliding and knocking it away from him, which is probably the last thing you want to see happen.
More frustrating day for the offense when you have the guys in scoring position and it's just, you can't quite get the type of.
You know what, when you don't score, I'm not sure you can pick a way that's more, I'd rather have guys on than not. You know, we hit some balls. Seemed like Arenado was standing right where we, you know. But saying that, we also had some other opportunities where, you know, we didn't square a ball up or struck out. So, yeah, we should have done more with what we had today.
Has that been sort of it seems like this season, that's your offense has gone through these periods, you know, where you score a lot of runs and then you go through some drops. Has that been a frustrating element of the season, that inconsistency?
Well, I think a lot of teams go through that, just, you know, for obvious reasons. We fixate on us, which, I mean, I understand. But I think that's the game of baseball. I'm not sure you're just gonna, you know, I think we're kind of middle of the pack as far as offense goes. Sometimes you get to it in different ways.
What do you think of McAllister?
Well, I mean, he got behind a really good hitter. You know, he was throwing the ball fine. There's, you know, you get in, even when you're home, you get into an extra inning game, somebody makes a mistake, you end up costing you a game. He just fell behind, and again, he's one of the better hitters in the game. We've been pleased. He probably warmed up for 5 innings today, and he came out, and I think he was exhausted by the time he faced that last hitter, but he found a way to get him out. He's done a really good job, really poised, not fake poise. You know, he just, I think he likes to pitch. That was, yeah, to climb back in, and especially because that's the one thing I think you worry about with him is it making sure he'll stay on the plate because his ball moves so much.
Trevor Bauer has to settle for the no decision, but he pitched well. 7 innings, he allowed an earned run on 7 hits and struck out 9 and spoke after the game.
It's nice. It'd be a lot nicer if we won, but I'm glad to be contributing to, you know, our chances to win, that's for sure.
Relied more on the curveball since Jordan's talked about the end of May. Has there been any element of that throughout kind of the, I know every game's different, but has there been any element that you've been more pleased with than others or anything that you are happy with how it's going?
I don't know, really. I've been pitching better. The results are better. I felt like I was pitching a lot better than the results up until that point as well. I think I got into a little bit of a rut before the All-Star break on using it too much and not using enough of my other stuff. And I feel like the last couple outings I've had a good balance between using my curveball more than I was early, but also using my changeup and my cutter more as well. I think that's helped as well. So I don't know. That's a tough question for me to answer. I don't really have a good answer for you on that.
That backdoor two-seamer to Lucroy to end the inning. Yeah, I know a couple off seasons ago you really worked on that specific pitch for that type of situation against a righty. To see now where that pitch has come and to be able to use it as a weapon in that type of situation, just how happy are you with that evolution?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I think we've talked about it, I think, before, about where, like, I know I have it as a weapon if I need it. I got 2 looking strikeouts today on it, and I gave up a hit and a homer on it today to lefties. So just one of those things where you have to use it at the right times. It's been inconsistent at times this year, but thankful it was there when I needed it today.
When you have those long at bats with like Gonzalez and Lucroy, do you get strong? You feel like you get stronger the deeper you get into those counts?
No, not really. Not really stronger. Just it's a high leverage situation trying to execute a perfect pitch or high quality pitch. And I don't know. I like that. I like the adrenaline and the competition of it. So I feel good the whole at bat. In those 2 situations, I felt good the whole at bat.
Just overall, the starting pitching, especially the guy in this homestand, do you guys have any competition among yourselves to almost like out-pitch the other guy? Or?
I think that's an individual thing. You'd have to ask each individual starter. I compete with myself every outing. That's how I try to look at it. Try to be better than I was last outing, try to be the best version of myself that day that I can be. And so you may get a different answer from another guy, but that's how I look at it.
Trevor, after a loss like this, a lot of fans will hone in on Cody Allen. Or we've seen in the past sort of some disdain for Brian Shaw. What do you think of this bullpen that you have and the fact that they've been one of the best bullpens in baseball, but it's sort of how it seems like those guys get sort of put under the microscope after losses like this?
I think you said it. They're one of the best bullpens in baseball, right? So, I don't know. Everyone here feels confident handing the ball to them. Just, you can't, like, see, like, in a game like today, the bullpen had to pitch, what, the eighth, ninth, what did they pitch, five, six innings, right? And gave up two runs. So if a starter goes six innings and gives up two runs, it's a good start. But because the bullpen went six innings and gave up two runs, now they get put under the microscope because it happened late in the game and the game ends. I think the bullpen pitched really well. I mean, Blackman hit a homer. He's hit a lot of them this year. He's having a hell of a year. Like, I don't know, a ball sneaks away from Zim out in the outfield and the guy happens to score. Like, just little things that not anyone's fault, per se. You know, would have been nice to add on some runs throughout the game, but they got a nasty pitching staff. Everyone they have coming out of the pen throws 95 with a good breaking ball. All the starters we face throw 95 with good command and good breaking balls. Like, it's tough to score runs on them. So, I don't know. I think it's extremely unfair to blame one person for anything. It's a team game.
As you were talking about the pitch mix and finding the right balance, you know, in a vacuum you could look at, say, your curveball and say, oh, guys are getting below average or whatever against it. But obviously the sequencing that leads up to those is important too. How, as you look at that sort of thing, how difficult is that balance to kind of strike to not throw too much or to make sure you're still using it in the right situation?
It's a plus pitch in a vacuum. So throwing it whenever is a pretty good idea. And the rest of it comes down to just game feel and intuition, reading what the hitter's doing, what the hitter's telling you. And things like keeping in mind that they're good big league hitters, so if you just do the same thing to them all the time, it becomes less effective because they catch on, they start looking for it. Sure, there's some guys that you can do the same thing to, and they just, because of their swing or whatever, they can't hit it, but for the most part, you have to disguise what you're doing and take the information the hitter's giving you. You can tell when guys are, you know, starting to slow their bat down a little bit to try to deal with it, or trying to elevate their eyesight or whatever, and so you throw something else. That's just game feel.
Up next, the Indians are on the road Friday at Tampa Bay. Danny Salazar will get the start against Blake Snell.